President Randy Dunn says a potential loss of $64 million to the SIU system could mean a reduction of some 450 jobs on the Carbondale campus and 250 on the Edwardsville. Carbondale's share of the governor's proposed cut is about $32 million. During last week's hearing and during a meeting Wednesday with trustees, Dunn talked about a scenario of potential first round of cuts, a so-called outer ring of university services that could include some of SIUC's regional programs, those things that provide a community focus as well as service to the university. While that list has largely been kept internal, a few services have been mentioned publicly, including Touch of Nature and WSIU. Following yesterday's SIU Board of Trustees meeting, I asked President Dunn about the potential impact of such cuts.
It's a huge concern. It's a huge worry we have that there are all of these somewhat intangible benefits that come from all of these units and many others you've talked about. It worries all of us a great deal. So the way we would approach this, if you think of that outer ring again, the regional programs and services, the way we would approach that is to look at the level of state funding those receive and ask those units to think through how they would change their business model, not to go out of business. We don't want that happening because you self-support, keep staying with public broadcasting. You self-support in big ways, but there is a level of state money that goes to that operation, and we would be working with the management of the operation to come up with some sort of business plan to taper off that state support. And it probably, we would try to do to those units, we would try to give you latitude that hasn't been given to higher education. We've been told get it all saved in 1 year with the budget proposal that's been made. That I understand, we have to play a role. We have to be part of the solution to address the drastic financial problems this state has. But to suggest that we take that level of hit, particularly when you look at the community colleges that have been left with even funding, to take that level of hit all in 1 year is very difficult. So we will try to give our units hopefully a bit more time, maybe a 2-year cycle, maybe a 3-year cycle, to start weaning away from the level of state support that each of those units receives. What I've been telling, because you know we're trying to find this right balance between ensuring that there's public awareness of what could happen to not just us, but these gems that are the state universities of Illinois, and we don't want to be in a situation where this gets done to us and we adjust to that draconian budget reduction, and then turn around and wonder how it is that our great state universities got hollowed out in front of us. So we're trying to find the balance of telling the story of what could happen while at the same time not getting so far out there that it incites alarm and panic and the demoralizing that comes with these types of decisions. But we're at the juncture now where we've got to start being pretty open about what's on the chopping block if this doesn't get fixed. And then what I'm telling constituents who come to me, we want to hear what this does to all of these units. We need to know the story, and we're also sending them to their elected state representatives and senators to make sure they're aware. We are telling them to contact the governor's office so his staff knows what's happening. We don't want to do this. This is nobody comes to these positions to lead in this type of loss of stature and retrenchment. But that's what we face, to some degree, it becomes out of our hands, and the people who now are holding the cards are in Springfield, and we have to tell the story and rely on them to navigate this as we go forward.
Dunn and other state university presidents have categorized Governor Rauner's proposed FY16 higher education budget as catastrophic. The majority of the Carbondale campus's state appropriation goes to cover faculty and staff salaries, which amounts to about 91% of SIUC's state appropriation. In addition to potential program and staffing reductions, SIUC is also looking at a probable increase in tuition for fall. Those options range from no increase to a 10% increase for new freshmen and transfer students. Carbondale campus officials say tuition needs to go up by 4.7% just for the university to break even on tuition revenue next year. A 10% increase would result in about $2.3 million bump in tuition revenue. The Carbondale campus is also looking at some possible student fee increases next year, especially where student health coverage is concerned. That fee could go up 25%, depending on health care plans. SIU will need to act on tuition and fees by May. However, depending on how state lawmakers advance the FY16 budget, the university may have to make that decision without a full picture of what its FY16 state funding will be. I'm Jeff Williams.